Hello, amazing people. This is Philly O'Wirangi, and you are listening to the Badasses Get Litty podcast. I'm Philly O'Wirangi, and I'm a worthiness coach who truly, truly believes that your life gets to be lived completely on your terms. Hey, hey, this is Philly O'Wirangi here for another episode of Badasses Get Litty. I am your worthiness coach who absolutely believes that you get to have it all, always, in all ways. And today we're going to tackle the topic of upper limits. Now, upper limiting is a term that I think it was first coined in the book by Gay Hendricks called The Big Leap. That's what it was. I'm trying to remember what the book was called. Called The Big Leap by Gay Hendricks. And upper limiting is when you hit a certain level in your life, in your career, in your hobby, in the thing that you're trying to do, and you get to that place that you've always wanted to be. And then what happens is you start to self-sabotage on other things. And the reason that this happens is because we are not used to having what it is that we want, right? So let's jump into this a little bit deeper here. So what happens with your upper limit is that you have a tolerance cap for how much happiness you will allow yourself. So how much happiness that you're allowed to have, that you have given yourself permission to actually achieve and hold. And what actually happens is that what we're seeking out in this life is not happiness, but comfort. We want to be comfort. So we want to be in our comfort zone. And I have spoken about being in your comfort zone many times before on this podcast. And you guys might have heard that term, being in your comfort zone, many times before. And the term getting comfortable with being uncomfortable, right? So what happens is that even when we do achieve something really amazing and extraordinary, we aren't going to be able to process that awe and gratitude we feel if we're not used to feeling that well or that happy for such a long period of time. And you can also hit an upper limit when your like previously held limiting beliefs begin to conflict with your aspirations and with your plans, right? So when we look at it from, let me just give you some examples. So one of my big upper limits was a few years ago now, maybe 5-6 years ago, when I ran a coaching program, and I've told this story many times before of hitting this upper limit and sabotaging myself, but I'll tell it again now. One of my first high-end coaching programs, maybe it was my actually first high-end coaching program I had ever put out, I was charging $5,000 for an 8-week coaching program. So $5,000 for an 8-week coaching program. And my first time I'd ever gone that high. I was being coached at the time and mentored at the time to create this program. And I was also, it was also suggested to me to put the price point at that price. And I'd never done that before, and I'd never gotten comfortable with charging that much before. And so I put the program out there, marketed it, did Facebook ads for it, did everything that I needed to do, everything that I was told to do, which was all good and all fine. And I had sold 9 spots into that coaching program, so I'd made $45,000 from that coaching program. And like, it was exciting and I was happy about it, but also it scared the fuck out of me. I had done all of the practical work to create this program, to put it out there, to sell the spots, and all of that was totally fine. The missing piece for me and what actually happened was I had not gotten comfortable with actually charging that much and making that much money, with making that $45,000. I'd never made that much money ever before in my life, and that was just from selling one coaching program. So you could imagine how scary that actually is, or maybe you can't imagine how scary that actually is because maybe you haven't done anything that has really, really scared the fuck out of you when you've achieved it, right? And you have just stayed comfortable, but we don't grow from staying in the comfortable of what we currently know. We grow from doing things that are out of our comfort zone, from doing things that are extraordinary and that are big, and becoming comfortable as we go along. So I hadn't worked on my mindset. I hadn't worked on the feeling of feeling okay and feeling safe, right? Let me just put that word out there. Feeling safe selling a program for that much and making that much money. It felt quite unsafe for me because I'd never done it before. And so my brain was freaking out because my brain was like, well, what is happening? Like, we've never achieved this level of money or, you know, success before. This is really scary. So what happened is I self-sabotaged afterwards. So I completed the program, and it was quite difficult for me to even complete the program because the entire time I was doubting myself. And I was doubting that I was even worth charging that much money. So I completed the whole program with all of these doubts, and I just had to do it, right? Because at that point, part of my self-sabotaging is I spent all the money. So if anyone asked for a refund, like, I was going to be fucked trying to give anyone a refund. So I had to continue on and do it because I couldn't give any refunds because I had spent all the money, because at that point I did not know how to manage money correctly and how to even have that much money. So because I had received it, it had to go. Like, I had to get rid of it and buy shit. I don't even remember what I bought. Maybe I just paid for more coaching or something, just to get rid of the money. And after the program had finished, I went into kind of like a cocoon, like a cave, and not a physical cave, but a mental cave, where I didn't put any other program out for quite some time, for a few months afterwards, because I was feeling really, really scared. I'd hit my upper limit, and I hadn't become comfortable with that upper limit. Right? And so just trying to picture yourself in a situation where you have achieved exactly what it is that you've desired. Maybe it's, you know, or even maybe out of your desire. Maybe it's way bigger than what you had thought. So, for example, if tomorrow, you know, you sold something, or maybe someone even gave you money, and, you know, you had $1 million, you're $1 million richer all of a sudden. And maybe up until tomorrow, when you receive $1 million, the only money that you've made is from your job, right? You've made maybe $1,000 a week from your job. I don't know if that's a legitimate number of, wage of what people earn. I haven't had a job in such a long time, so I'm a bit out of touch with how much people earn in a job. But let's just say you're only used to making $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000 a week, whatever it is in your job, and then all of a sudden you have $1 million. I bet right now you probably think, oh yeah, that'll be so exciting, like, and you know exactly what to do with it. However, I know that the truth would be that when you receive this money, and once it actually lands and it hits, and you're like, holy fuck, I've just got $1 million right now, there is going to be a lot of fear come up, a lot of uncomfortability, feeling of being unsafe, feeling like, you know, this sense of unworthiness in there. And so to manage that, to be able to be comfortable with receiving amazing things and being able to succeed in extraordinary ways, we need to be comfortable with it before we're actually there. And this is why I talk so much around journaling and abundance mindset and expanding your capacity to receive and to hold money or to hold success or to hold wealth, whatever it is for you. Because even if you don't have it now, when you do have it, right, if you're working on having it and then you do get it in a practical sense, physical sense, I don't want you guys to self-sabotage and to hit this upper limit, to hit this glass ceiling, and then to fall back, right, and then to lose it all. Because that's not a fun time. So for myself, like after that experience of massively self-sabotaging, and that was a while ago, about 6 years ago, I had continuously and consistently worked on my capacity to receive, worked on feeling comfortable with having extraordinary things in my life, with living an extraordinary life, with having an amazing and successful business before I've even had it. Because I realized back then that I did self-sabotage, and I realized that with the help of a new mentor that I hired that really helped me with my internal game. Because that's what I was missing, right? I had all the external stuff locked and loaded. It was, you know, had this program, amazing program it turned out to be, and I had the strategies to get it out there, to market it, to advertise it, to sell it, right? I had training on how to actually sell the program and actually run it. So that was fine. All the external stuff was fine. There was not really any problems with it. It was myself internally, my internal blueprint that just didn't match. It just didn't match what I was creating. And that's what I always say all the time. Like, you can totally make a lot of money without doing any inner work, without looking at yourself and really drilling into in what ways do you feel unworthy, in what ways do you feel uncomfortable, in what ways do you feel unsafe, and working on the opposites of those. It's so important to really drill into that. And so what I would love for you guys to do is to start journaling. If you don't journal already, then start journaling. Journaling is simply a practice where you are creating your reality. The power of words is magnificent. What you tell yourself and how you tell yourself is what you start to believe. Our brains do not know what the difference is between something that we make up in our heads and something that is real. So if you start telling yourself you are worthy of having a successful business, you are worthy of receiving, you know, $45,000 for your program, you are worthy of receiving $100,000 a month, you are worthy of being a multimillionaire, you are worthy of having amazing friends that you love, you are worthy of having a relationship that is loving and respectful and fun. Right, that you're worthy of all the things that you actually want that maybe you don't have yet, or you don't have exactly the way that you want it yet. When you start telling yourself that stuff, you know, over and over again, either speaking it out loud, writing it in your journal, like the power of the written word is so fucking powerful. Getting a pen and a book or a piece of paper and writing it out, it really comes back into your brain, and it tells your brain in a more powerful way that this is what gets to be true. That is what you will start creating. And then when you do receive those things, so a huge example for me was like a relationship. I would journal about having, you know, the exact relationship that I wanted for so long, even when I was with my ex-husband, journaling about the relationship that I wanted, that I desired. Back then, obviously, I thought it was going to be with him. However, that didn't turn out to be the way. And that's the thing as well. It might not always be exactly the way that you think it's going to be, but it's still going to be exactly perfect in what it is that you truly, truly need to your core and in your soul, right? So I thought I was going to have this amazing relationship with my ex-husband, and that's what I was journaling on. However, it was about a new relationship, right? And what I was being a stand for and what I was no longer willing to accept. And so when I left my ex-husband, and I decided that I was done, and it was like completely like non-emotional when I decided that I was done with that relationship. I had journaled on that for about 4 hours that day, and then later on in the day I was like, I told him I was done, and that was it, because I was journaling on the relationship that I actually wanted and that I was available for and that I know that I got to have. And that there was a huge realization for me that what I was in at that moment was not going to be, you know, what I had written down. And then when I found my partner now, Taffy, our relationship is almost there's still some things to work on, as there are always things to work on, but it's almost like the ultimate perfect relationship for me, right? For what I need, for our relationship together, for the growth that we're creating, everything is so fucking good. And also, I just think, like, imagine if I hadn't journaled on this stuff and then I met him and then I started feeling unworthy of having him, unworthy of him being my partner, unworthy of him loving me, how I would most likely self-sabotage the relationship because of this upper limit, because of me feeling not like feeling uncomfortable and unsafe, because that's not what I was used to. The relationship that I'm in now is not what I was used to previously with all previous partners. What I was used to was not that great. I'm not going to go into it right now, but what I was used to was not that great. So I had to get myself mentally and emotionally used to something that I actually desired and that I actually wanted. Comfortable, feeling comfortable and feeling safe and feeling like, yes, I'm worthy enough to have this kind of relationship. I'm worthy enough to have this kind of business. I'm worthy enough to be making this kind of money. I'm worthy enough to have this kind of family life. I'm worthy enough to have these kind of friends. So that when I was receiving them, when they would come into my life, they would just come in and slot in like really perfectly, and there would be no resistance on my side towards them being in my life. Right, so this is the power of really getting clear on your upper limits and journaling about how you can become more feel more safe and feel more comfortable with all of the things that you desire, but feel like they're like you're not used to them, right? They're not your normal life right now because you get to make them your normal. All right, I'm gonna leave it there. If you have any comments or anything else you want to add in regards to this, please put that in on Instagram at badassesgetlitty is the Instagram handle, and I will see you for next week's episode.